The fight stems from the decision by the Maricopa Community College Board to allow those in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program to pay in-state tuition if they meet other residency requirements. Attorney General Tom Horn sued, saying that's prohibited by a 2006 ballot measure. Mary O'Grady, representing the college, said Horn has no right to sue the independently elected college board. So Horn then got a letter from the governor authorizing him to sue on her behalf. O'Grady said that's irrelevant.
Her executive authority doesn't extend to telling MCCD or any other subdivision how they ought to do so. She can express her opinion, but that's not how the statutes are set up. She's not in charge.
Assistant Attorney General Leslie Cooper did not dispute that the college is not a state agency and that its board members do not report to the governor. But she said the Arizona Constitution gives the governor certain powers.
It says, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That is in the governor's powers and duties, Article 5, Section 4. It's not limited by power over executive agencies.
What Judge Arthur Anderson decides will determine not only if this lawsuit continues, but whether Horn can sue other community colleges, which also are offering in-state tuition to Dreamers brought here illegally as children. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.